Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Gadget Show on The Last Word.
With Currys. Get unbeatable black tag bargains on hottest tech. In-store and online at currys.ie.
Okay, Russell Alford has joined us, a producer of The Breakfast Show on 98FM, one half of the Gastro Gaze. He'll be back, of course, later in December to do his annual cookbooks review. And, of course, he also does food travel for us as well. But Andy O'Donoghue, just before I start running through with Russell the various products, tech has really hit the kitchen hard in recent years, hasn't it? There's so many more things which are tech-enabled.
Yeah, there are. I mean, we see them. And it's not just a case of them trying to lever tech into the kitchen. Early on, we saw kind of smart weighing scales that kind of gave you instructions in the kitchen about how to bake, how to make stuff. You know, we've always had timers on devices. Obviously, that's a kind of basic requirement. But now things have got a lot smarter. We see tech doing useful things like some AI to recognize ingredients, tell you what nutrients are in a food. We've also seen, you know, coffee machines, air fryers getting connected to Alexa or Google Home. The idea is just to take some of the friction and the pain out of the kitchen.
A lot of things are expensive, such as coffee machines, but they can be an investment, can't they? I know you actually have to spend the money on the coffee beans and the rest of it, but if you start totting up what you spend on buying coffees in your local cafe, and I'm not trying to put any cafes out of business. But you spend an awful lot of money you could save by doing for yourself at home and putting in a reusable cup.
Well, a cup of coffee a day is going to cost you about 120 odd euros a month. And, you know, couple of months, buy yourself a good coffee machine. And yeah, okay, you're going to buy the occasional coffee, but yes, they can be a good investment.
So, Russell, tell us about the coffee machine that you tested.
This is the Ninja Lux Premier. It's a bean-to-cup machine. Now, we're in the age of declarations. I have done a bit of work with Ninja in the past, but these are all, of course, independently verified and whatnot. So this is a really interesting coffee machine. I'm not the biggest coffee drinker myself, but I do enjoy a decent cup from time to time. And the design of this is a very impressive looking piece of kit. It's very modern, lots of knobs and bells and whistles, which can be intimidating when you get a piece of kit like this. Ninja have set up a video to explain how to set this up. It's pretty much boxed to being used within 15 minutes in total between having to do rinses and everything, which is recommended when you use new pieces of kitchen kit. One of the most fascinating things, it's a great use of the space. Coffee machines often come with lots of bits and bobs for the, you know, holding the coffee, the single filter, the double filters, and cleaning bits and bobs. This has compartments built into almost every corner of it to ensure that the space is used very, very well. And if I'll give an example. It's a bean to cup machine. This means the beans go into the top. They're freshly ground. You're given recommendations of basically how much the beans are ground. So depending on the type of coffee you're having, they need to be more ground or less ground, different textures essentially for the water to go through. When you put the thing that captures the coffee beans in it, it makes you put a little funnel on it to ensure that it remains clean underneath. So you don't end up getting too much coffee everywhere. So it's kind of keeping that kind of easy, clean flow going. And that continues with the final stage if you're into milky coffees. This machine has a purge function. So you know on those wands where you heat up the milk, you put the cup in and often there's a little bit of warm, dried milk on it. That can sometimes get stuck inside the wand and it can
end up you can't get the steam out properly, so you can't get your next cup of coffee warm enough.
Precisely. This has made the function that there's a little hole that the water essentially squirts out of as you're cleaning it, and it just keeps that flow very, very clean. It's a really good function to have, and it instinctively makes you use that function the second you're done with the milk.
So how much is this Ninja Lux Premier Bean to Cup coffee machine?
This is a $539.99. So it is a pricey piece of kit. But the point that you said is it's very, very accurate. If you are making several coffees a day, and it's not, you know, some people might have to go driving for a coffee as well as anything. This is good for you to be able to make your own at home using your own beans. Think of the people who are fussy about their coffee. They go to a specific cafe. They'll have their specific roasts, even their favourite countries where the beans are from. This is for them.
Okay, on the table over beside me, and we'll get pictures of this up, is a 3-in-1 toaster, grill and panini presser. Mm. Now, I'm in need of a new toaster at home. And I was thinking when I read about this, but by God, it's big.
Mm. It is a big one. Now, in the age of sourdough and big slices of sourdough, this is a very wide toaster now. This is probably among my favourite products that I've had to test this year. I've loved this. I'll give it the declaration that I probably have made the nicest cheese toasties I've ever made in this. And I'm really impressed by it. So there's, as a stands up, because it has two functions, it stands up as a toaster. It's a single unit, quite wide. So if you are making things like sourdough toast, which are often quite wide, it fits in very well. It has a timer as opposed to the knob with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on it. And you're able to increase how long you are toasting for if you don't feel it's strong enough. But its special thing is the fact that it is also a panini press. So it has, if you're in a cafe, you'd see them popping it on a tray, putting it into an oven type of thing. It's very similar to that. You turn the toaster on its side, so facing down, you put the tray inside, you put the bread, your toasted sandwich or pre-toasted sandwich between the layers, pop it in. About 10, 12 minutes, you will have the most sensational toasty you'll
ever
imagine.
Also, it has a bagel setting. Explain that.
Yeah, the bagel setting, it's very similar. It's kind of in the grill area as well, so it knows that there's... you have to do different types of toasting on it. So there's the grill setting, which I actually used for naan yesterday as well, and it got a lovely, nice crust on top and keeping it nice and soft. You know, sometimes when you toast on two sides and it gets a little bit too toasted, this ensured that it still had a nice texture. This is $179. It's expensive for a toaster, let's not lie. Mm. But
very expensive.
If you like toasties, and you know, if you have teenagers and you'd make lots of toasted sandwiches, you can get a 20 quid kind of jaffle maker if you like. These are so much better. This is for the advanced toasty maker in your life, which I would say I am myself.
Okay, another one here, a listener says, this is Shane and Tala, what's the best multi-drawer air fryer on the market? We have a very good single drawer fryer, but having a multi-drawer means wider choice of dinners.
Yeah, so there's quite a few of these now. The one that I tested out was the Ninja Double Stack XL Air Fryer, which retails at €234. This is one that's stacked on top of each other. So often the original kind of dual drawer technology has always been side by side. They usually have functions like matching time, different times and temperatures, and finishing them simultaneously, which is always really useful. They've taken this and essentially turned it on its side very, very handily and have it stacked. So if you have a small, compact kitchen, this works very, very well. Now, I have a, I'd say, traditional dual drawer Ninja air fryer.
Yeah, I have one of those as
and
well.
It's very, very good. This one is great for space saving, but you have to kind of consider its placement, for example. Mm. So the dials are on the right-hand side. So if you are... positioning of it in your kitchen doesn't suit the dials to be on the right-hand side. It becomes a little bit inconveniencing. The airflow goes from the back as opposed to from the top, which makes a difference. So it does get a bit hotter towards the back. Of course, that's where your plugs are. That's where your tiles are. So there's little things to just consider when you're getting a stacked one versus a standard countertop one. In terms of area, it doesn't necessarily save as much space. It might save it long ways, but the other way around, it's exactly the same or thereabouts the same. But the capacity is pretty good. You can, if you crack one down or get a small chicken, you can get a chicken into an air fryer or at least a crown.
Yeah, the capacity is the issue. This is 9.5 litres and it's got two independent cooking zones as well.
And that would be quite a large, that would be a large quantity one. I think it's great for, you know, 3-4 people. They also come with extra trays. Because they're quite deep, you are able to get a metal tray to sit on the inside of each of these drawers.
Useful.
So then you can use it for crisping things a little bit heavier, or you're able to which was a type of way of I like cooking, putting something proteiny and meaty on the top, putting some potatoes on the bottom, and letting those juices flow and add flavour to it. Because yes, it may be an air fryer, but you can still have extra flavour going on.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Okay, so we have a Ninja air fryer. We'd had the Ninja Foodie 3-in-1 toaster, grill and panini presser and the coffee machine. And you've one other Ninja thing for us quickly. What's the swirl?
This is also one of my favourites. I actually had this before getting it to test, so I'm a huge fan of this. This is the Swirl by Creamy.
What does it do?
This is essentially an ice cream frozen yogurt maker. Yeah. If you're familiar with professional kitchens, you may have heard of a gadget called a PacoJet. This is a piece of kit that normally costs about $7,500 for pro kitchens to take. This brings it into the home. This particular one is $359. You're able to make beautiful ice creams very easily. You can put pre-made ice cream into the thing, into the buckets that come with it. And then you can take it out, put it into the swirly function, and you have soft serve ice cream in the comfort of your home. It is wonderful. It's so much fun.
Dangerous for me.
Now, I'll tell you something. Frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
Frozen yogurt. I become obsessed with frozen yogurt because of this. Yeah. You can make so many of them and just, you know what's in them in that kind of way instead of ice cream.
How much is that?
This one's $359, but if you don't think you'll use the soft serve function, there is the creamy, which is the original version of it. That's $240.
Okay. Andy, remind us of what happened the last time we recommended a beer dispenser on this show.
The last time, Matt, we mentioned a beer dispenser a couple of years back, and on the way home, I said, I'm going to get one. And I called to a retailer on the way home who I knew had it in stock, and they had one left. And they said, we don't know what happened. Apparently somebody said they got mentioned on the radio. And that's what happened. So that's kind of my joke about that.
Okay, Russell has it in hand now. Describe it to me.
So this, it's like having your own beer tap in the comfort of your home. It has the handle on the very top, so you can feel like you're behind the bar at the Queen Vic or the Rover's Return, if you like. And you essentially put a can into the base of this. There is a straw which will sit inside the can. And then you just pull forward for pouring it normally, and if you want a bit of extra foam, you pour it back. This is great if you're a fan of a very frothy bevy type of thing. If you like a frothy beer, I love a Belgian style white beer. This is great for that. I also tried it with a non-alcoholic beer as well. It doesn't quite work. It actually tainted the flavour a little bit. So it's interestingly
too much gas.
A little bit too much gas, and it was too effervescent for me. So I would say if you're a crafty fan, if you like those kind of things, you like a bit of a head on your beer, this is a great one for
bottle
you.
Or can makes no difference.
I didn't try it with a bottle, but I tried it with cans. It's a great stocking filler too. £60.
It's really good value and really good value. However, I know that Currys also stock a device called the Perfect Draft, which is made by Philips, and it's down to $199. And again, I'm thinking it's time I bought myself a Christmas present. So $199, the Perfect Draft, and it is kind of a higher spec, and you put a little keg into it. And those little kegs, I think they're 6 litres or something like that, 5 or 6 litres. Yeah. And Jeremy Clarkson's Hoxton beer is available in those little kegs, available to buy in Ireland. So I think for $199, if you want to upgrade to the serious kind of proper pint of beer, excellent idea.
David Galvis says, always love hearing about kitchen tech. You should do a piece called Cleaning Kitchen Tech. Yeah. Doesn't matter what it is, you'll spend time cleaning it.
I wouldn't be any use on that, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
Okay, you have another thing, though, drink related. Mm. Tell us about the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Machine.
Yes, so I love making cocktails myself. And if you remember the episode of Father Ted where Mrs. Doyle is given the teas made, it was designed to take the misery out of making tea. And she says, but what if I enjoy the misery? I am Mrs. Doyle and I enjoy the misery of making cocktails. This is an interesting device. You essentially put your various spirits into towers, and then you get what's kind of like a coffee pod type of thing. thing, which has the syrups and juices and flavours in there for various different drinks. You put that in, you select the strength of it, and you pour it into a cocktail shaker, and then you shake it yourself. So it does kind of the mixology end of things for you, taking the guesswork out, the quantities and everything like that. The kit that you have to buy with it is limited in flavours, but you can buy more flavours directly from them. But it's an interesting piece of kit. Maybe if you're having a little party, a cocktail party with a few friends, this would be great for you. If you want to use up a couple of spirits, this is great for you.
What about one of these gadgets that turns your tap water into sparkling water?
Yes, the Sage Appliances In Fizz Fusion. This is a 200 quid.
It's a 200 quid to turn your tap water into fizzy water?
Yes, these things can be this kind of price, because a lot of them are statement pieces. They are almost like art, works of art for your kitchen, because you have to have the nice tap for your sparkling water. You know, if you're substituting your San Pellegrino for a homemade model, you want it to look as fancy as possible.
Is this kind of modern day SodaStream?
Essentially, it's same kind of technology. Very, very easy to use. Put the canister in, and you get fizzy water. This has a nice function that you don't expose the tap straight into the bottle. There is a lock function, so it keeps it extra fizzy.
Okay, and one surprise one that you have for us, Russell, to finish your section for dogs and cats and their food.
I didn't get to test this myself. Hamilton, my dog, my friend, she got to try it. Now he eats. Wet food, so it doesn't work for him. So I tried on a couple of treats instead and kind of the dried food instead. This is great if you spend a few periods of time out of the house every so often. One of the functions on it is you get to record a voice sound. So if you have a dog who will respond to, say, their name or dinner time or anything, you can record that in, and every time it does a dispensation,
it pops out the bowl.
Yeah, it comes out into the bowl and it will say whatever you have recorded. Now, God knows what was recorded into my one, because every so often I hear a random noise coming from the corner of the sitting room.
Did it after you'd done a few cocktails, is it?
I couldn't possibly say, but yes, but my dog has quite enjoyed the extra little treats, but is a bit confused by it all. But it's an interesting piece of tech if you have a pet.
Russell Alford, thank you so much for being with us. We'll have you back next month for cookbooks as part of the Gastro Gaze.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.